Dale, D-A-L-E, Von Arb, V-O-N, then A-R-B. That's capital V-O-N, then capital A-R-B. 429-56, today is 8-17. Chief complaint, abnormal EKG. Number two, abnormal blood pressure. Number three, history of leg pain. Next one is history of hypertension out of control. Next one is history of thyroid cyst. Next one is history of carotid stenosis. Next one is family history of stroke. Next one is history of PVD in lower extremity. Patient is a 66-year-old gentleman, recently was seen for high blood pressure. EKG shows what looks like ST T-wave changes and the right bundle brain is lost. Patient is not a smoker. Patient was subsequently referred to a cardiologist. He changed his mind, didn't want to see a cardiologist until he had an echocardiogram today. Period. In the paragraph, he does have ST T-wave changes in the inferior lead. He's never had myocardial infarction in the past. He's never had any chest pain, shortness of breath, or any other associated symptoms. His cholesterol is stable. He does have a family history of congestive heart failure in his father. Period. Recent blood test showed excellent cholesterol, 156, without any medication, glucose of 88, A1C of 5.1. TSH 1.3, CBC and PSA within normal limits, totally. Period. Family history, congestive heart failure in dad, mom still living with high blood pressure or mild dementia, is able to take care of herself, has had a stroke recently, probably because blood pressure was out of control, patient thinks. Review of system as above. COVID immunization, doesn't believe in COVID immunization. Medication, ibrutinib, 300, 12.5 once a day. Patient takes clonidine only on a PRN basis. I told him he needs to check his blood pressure. If the blood pressure is elevated, he needs to take two medications for blood pressure and not take PRN medication, because by the time he finds out he needs blood pressure medicine, maybe too late. His ibrutinib is 300-12.5. Also, Dr. Habadir felt like patient could benefit from Norvasc, but the patient never took it. Wanted to go back to ibrutinib 300 mg 12.5 once a day again. Period. Surgery, left knee surgery, medical problems, hypertension, allergy, none. COVID immunization, none. Review system as above. Blood pressure 140 over 70, pulse 67, respirations 18, FEPA or 200%. Heart positive, small positive to the lungs. 2 over 6 to start dejection. Remember, lungs are clear, abdomen soft, neck shows you have these shows no extra, mucosal with angina, jugular, and focal. Abnormal EKG, number 1, echocardiogram shows ejection fraction 67%. Number 2, given his abnormal EKG hypertension, he does have some LVH on his EKG as well. I recommend it for him to have a stress test. He still declines, but after talking about 25 minutes, he agrees to have a stress test, number 1. Number 2, psoriasis longstanding, has used TAR in the past, doesn't want to use any medication, doesn't want to see a specialist, not interested in biologics. Number 3, has had a history of thyroid cyst, which he still does have a few cysts, but all less than 1 centimeter. Number 4, check blood pressure regularly. Call me with 5 or 6 readings next week. If his blood pressure is elevated, he's going to need more than ibrutinib/HCTZ. And I don't believe in taking clonidine PRN at this age, because he needs to have his blood pressure much better controlled. Next number, carotid stenosis mild, noted with some arthromas noted. No hemodynamically unstable lesions noted. Next number, no sign of renal stenosis. Next number, no sign of advanced renal disease related to hypertension. Next number, no sign of renal vascular hypertension. Next number, no sign of fatty liver. Next number, we did the carotid evaluation because of history of stenosis and because of family history of stroke. Next number is PVD is very mild. Next number is mild lymphadenopathy in the neck noted. Next number is the patient agrees to have a stress test done. Next number, medication list, ibrutinib 300-12.5 once a day is the only medicine he's taking now. Next one is allergy, known on drug allergy. Make a list so we can have that separate. Next one is we'll call with blood pressure readings and schedule for stress test and see me next week. Thank you. Next month. Thank you.